My hand on the switch, and my back to the door. I blink. I wait. I get used to the light. I look round the room, slowly. I wait. I listen. I step into the room. I wait. I look round, listening. I cross to the window, pull back the curtains, look. I let the curtains fall. I turn. I wait. I cross to the sofa. Stop. I bend down. I lift the cover quickly and peer underneath. I let the cover drop. Turn away. Stand up. I say, nobody there. I should have known. I wait. I look round once again. Slowly. I advance on the mirror. I stop. I examine my face in the mirror. I turn round. I say, I should have known. I wait. I gather my forces. I begin to speak. I say, once I came over the hill. My heart was beating. I pushed my legs. Bloody street, middle of the day. It felt like miles. Soles of my feet on fire. I pushed and pushed those legs. Miles of asphalt, occasionally a tree. As I pressed, my heart grew so big and I could feel the blood in my throat. I could see the building in my head. Could see myself going in, crossing the yard, climbing the stairs. The street was so bloody long, and there's a limit to the ground you can cover, however fast you walk. My mind raced ahead. I couldn't wait to get there. I crossed that yard, climbed those stairs, crossed that yard, climbed those stairs, crossed. But I was still walking up that hill. Wide, hard pavements, occasionally a tree. Joke. I pushed my legs, felt like picking each one up and shoving it further along. Strides too short. The time it takes to cover a mile. Couldn't breathe. Forced one leg, then the other leg. Never stopped. Wanted to stop, but just went on. Noon, or just a bit after. Crossed the courtyard, climbed the stairs. Felt the blood in my throat, my chest. Couldn't get my hand into my pocket to pull out the keys. Hand too big, sweating too much, trembling. Then I did it. Held the key up, fumbled, got it into the lock, pushed open the door. Stepped inside, switched on the light, stood against the door, breathing, getting my breath back, getting used to the light. Nobody there. Would you believe it? Nobody there. I looked round slowly. I was careful all that way up the hill, along the road, pushing my legs, sweat running down inside the suit, with no thought except to be there where I was now in the room at the door, switching on the light. Nobody there. I got down on my knees, looked under the sofa. I could have sworn there was no doubt, no doubt in my mind at all, no room for doubt. And then this. I was down on my knees, on the carpet, looking under the sofa. I could have sworn, and yet I went more slowly, covered every inch, opened all the cupboards, stood in the centre, on the carpet, in the centre. Looked round with care. I could tell there was no one, though. Could tell from the door, the moment I switched on the light. The rest was only for something to do. After that rushing, pushing my legs, over the hill. That was how it began, going through swing doors. In lifts, crossing the street, advancing on mirrors in shop windows, a quick look round over my shoulder. Nobody there. Never. Thought I knew. Started to follow other people. The tube doors opened, they came in quickly, the doors closed, it moved, it stopped, the doors opened, they dispersed, waved and smiled sometimes and separated. I followed one. In cafes, I stood in the doorway, located a vacant table, made for it without fuss, held up the menu, calmed my heartbeat, waited. The waiter came, notebook in hand. Girls, sometimes, looked up into their faces, his face, her face. She opened her mouth. Nobody there. Paid at the counter. The man took my money, counted out the change, not looking. Nobody there. All around. Nobody. With briefcases under their arms, in their hands, walking into buildings and upstairs, down the steps, into the underground. The doors opened. They entered quickly. The doors closed. It moved. It stopped. The doors opened. They dispersed. Sometimes I followed. Nobody. Many bodies, but nothing inside. Listened to them talk in pubs, laugh. Nobody laughing. In the street. Nobody. In the suburbs. In the city. Like that in all other cities, in the rest of the world. Began to understand. Nobody there. Bodies, but nobody. Nobody inside. Stood in the middle of the pavement, stopped one, looked into his eyes. Nobody there. But who sees that if there's nobody there? Thought of that. Nobody seeing nobody there. All a dream. But who dreams if nobody there? Stopped another, looked into his eyes. His mouth, when it opened, he pushed and ran, stopped another and another, looked carefully inside the mouth, held the face and scrutinized with care. He struggled, hit out, hit nobody, laughed. Who laughed? Lifted up the trousers and touched the legs, pulled down the socks and felt the skin. They kicked out, ran, cried out, hit, crawling along the street, very slow, no hurry, lifted up the trousers. Pulled down the socks, leaned over the bridge, looking into the water. If there's nobody, nothing feels. If there's nobody, nothing feels. Leaning over the bridge and looking into the water, black water, little waves, patches of oil. If there's nobody, nothing feels. Someone pretending to be wet. Looked up into their faces when they took me out. Someone, somewhere, pretending to be wet. Corridors, white, white corridors. Bodies in white, washing and sitting, washing and sitting. Questions. Someone pretending to run down the corridor towards the light, hard white light, like dough. Wide steps, then two alleyways meeting at the bottom, separating, forming two semicircles and meeting again, down at the end by the hedge, forming a circle above doughy light. Bodies moving in circles, moving and moving, hitting their chests, insisting on their names, moving, always moving, outside. Someone pretending to kneel, or no one pretending to kneel. Kneel on the grass, on the side of the path, pulled upright by bodies in white, kneel again, pulled up again, seesaw, seesaw. Nothing in the world, anywhere. Everything passively pretending to be, passively pretending to be. No houses, no trees, no pylons, no cities, no fields. Nowhere, no one pretending to think. Egg. Smooth, round egg. Everything has fallen off, quite simple. Fallen off, into the void. Someone pretending to laugh, a laugh sounding. Couldn't go on. Time, too, beginning to slip off the surface of the egg. Watched it, slipping off. Now there was nothing for it to cling to. Too much. Nothing. Not even pretending. Not even pretending to be him. Too much. Without him, it was too much. He leaned on the gate, looked across the field to the house, enormous, and the two alleyways separating at the top, just below the steps, forming two semicircles and joining again, at the bottom, by the hedge. Always empty. The empty house. That's where they put them away, someone said. Yes, he nodded. and said, "Yes," again. That's where they put them away. But you never saw anyone. There was nobody there. It dawned on him that they no longer put anyone away there because there was no one to put away. He often came, leaned on the gate. In its way, it was peaceful, the big house, with nobody there. It was on his way to it, to the gate near the big house, that the bus hit him. He saw it coming. It rode the pavement a long time, and then it hit him. All of a sudden, it was very quiet. They piled earth on top of him. The lid was closed, but he felt the earth piling on top of him. It was black inside the box, and the earth went on rising above him. The men trampled it down. Above, it was light. Above, the empty house stood silent in the light. The men trampled down the earth. They swayed like reeds, silently, against the sky. The wind ran through them, and they swayed. Down in the earth, it was dark. Dark. The wood fell away. The worms crawled in the soft earth and nibbled. From every side, the worms nibbled. Water trickled through. Numerous sounds. Violent. Crowds in huge squares. Forest fires. Crackle and hiss of earthquakes. Volcanoes. The sounds continued till his ears fell away. When there was nothing any more, the earth was richer. Water ran through him. Grass grew up through him. He moved with the movement of the worms. But then, just when it all seemed to be over for ever and ever, he found himself leaning on the gate again, looking at the big deserted house. After that, he jumped deliberately. From the bridge, from the window, from the train. He learned to wait for the shock, the jolt to the body, the men, the coffin, the earth on top, the silence, and then the new noises, the water, the worms, the ultimate dispersal. He stepped in front of cars, jumped under trains, took off his clothes and let himself float out into the middle of the river and then sink. The men came, they took him, measured him, bundled him inside the box and lowered the box into the earth. It always began again. Why? Even cremations. Always again. If he saw a window, he went through it. If he saw a car, he jumped under it. Then the whole thing began again. Not enough space. No. To disappear into. And yet, took off his arms and hung them up. There and there. Pulled off his ears and flushed them down the toilet. An egg. Rolled out of the window and smashed onto the pavement below. The caretaker came and washed the stains away. No more stains. Nobody there. In the room, silence. The curtains blowing a little in the breeze, as they are doing now. I stop. I wait. I stand up. I move to the mirror and examine my face. I pull the skin up from my jaw, trying to see under the chin. I hold one eye open wide and examine the little veins. I turn. I say, then one day I sensed he was there. That was when I came hurrying back over the hill, pushed my legs, heart beating inside my chest, inside the suit. If I could have picked up each leg in turn and shoved it forward, I would have done so. The fact is, I just wasn't moving fast enough. To put it bluntly, I was crawling. Perhaps I should have run, but something prevented me. The proprieties have to be respected, even in situations of the utmost desperation. I stop. I listen. I say, sometimes I think I hear him talking. I pretend not to notice, but I concentrate on the sound. I try to locate it in space. I move towards it, pretending to be engaged in something else, and then very swiftly I pounce. I stop. I wait. I look about me, listening. I dart across to the curtains and pull them back. I let them drop. I turn. I survey the room. I wait. I edge towards the sofa, get down on my hands and knees, then very quickly peer underneath. I look. I turn away. I stand up. I brush my trousers, adjust my tie. I smile. I shake my head and smile. I say, smiling, "Hmm. Nobody there." I wait. The light fades. I wait.